We return to the U.S., British, and Australian decision to build nuclear-powered submarines for Australia, a move sparking fury among other allies, the French. France had a $40 billion agreement with Australia to build 12 conventionally powered submarines. That deal is now in doubt. With me is the French ambassador to the U.S., Philippe Etienne. Mr. Ambassador, thank you so much for joining us. The United States, the Biden administration, is saying that this is all about the Indo-Pacific. It is not directed at France. So why is your government angry?
Well, this is a point. We are also very much involved in the Indo-Pacific. France, of course, is a European country, but we are also an Indo-Pacific country. We have territories, we have populations, we have armed forces, both in the Indian Ocean and in the Pacific Ocean. And we have presented or introduced already 3 years ago our own Indo-Pacific strategy with a security and military component, but also with other elements. And we've just updated this strategy. And now the European Union as such is presenting its own strategy. So we are very active. We have also the goal of a rule-based order, multinational order, and free circulation and democratic values in this region. And so we are obviously disappointed by what happened and how it happened.
I mentioned the deal that France has had with Australia about selling them French-built submarines. But today we heard the Australian defense minister say, and I'm quoting, he said a conventional submarine will not provide us with capability after the year 2030. The French have a version that is not superior to what the Brits and the U.S. have. So we did what's best for our national security interests.
Well, this, of course, has been discussed in the last month with our Australian colleagues and friends, and was still being discussed very recently, actually. And we had also an exchange on the comparison of the different merits of the different categories. But, you know, we have also a nuclear-powered submarines in France, and this model had been chosen by Australia. And now, if there is a new orientation by Australia, of course, it's their decision, but it means it will take more time for them. It's not for me to comment this, but I just want to say that we have also the capacities the interest to discuss all of this with other involved countries. We have also the technological capacities. We had started with this category, and we thought it was a good contract, a good implemented contract.
What does this mean for the relationship between your country and the United States?
Well, it is a difficult moment, of course, because we failed. Our ministers made strong statements, and we felt really a strong disappointment by the decision, the Australian decision first, in terms of trust, which was there, which is not anymore there.
Does your government feel betrayed by the United States?
I think that on this very issue, we have a feeling, yes, of not being treated like an ally, who still, and even the American president said it, and he was obviously sincere when he said that France play a key role in the Indo-Pacific Ocean. So yes, we have this feeling. It's disappointing. It's disappointing.
Is it a matter of loss of trust now in the United States?
I'm sure trust can be rebuilt, but yes, we have an issue of trust here, indeed.
And I also want to ask you, Mr. Ambassador, about Afghanistan. The United States says, the Secretary of State said again today, the U.S. had consulted with its European allies before the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Was there sufficient consultation, and what is what happened in Afghanistan say to you about the United States?
We had an incredible evacuation operation in the second half of August. We have now the same goals. We have to resume free travel for Afghans and, of course, for our nationals. We have to fight for the rights of men and women, and we have to get the humanitarian aid to the Afghan people. And all this we will do together. The EU also here must learn maybe to do more things together in agreement with the US, but maybe the Europeans should be able to do more by themselves.
It sounds as if you are saying that not only France, but other European countries can't be as sure as they were before of American actions, of consultation.
The American people don't want to be necessarily involved and to be on the front line at every time we have to do something. So I don't think it is bad for the United States to have allies which can take the first role with U.S. support. I think it is in the interest of everybody.
The French ambassador to the United States, Philippe Etienne. Thank you very much, Mr. Ambassador. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.